Reflection by Father Luis Lozano. Matthew 5, 43 to 48. Be perfect. 1. Love your enemy. This love implies recognizing that you won't get along with everyone and that there will be many moments in which some people will make life difficult for you. The same might be true about you. You might be an obstacle for others. You have to be mature and accept that there will be people who won't help to make your life better. You must accept this and love them unconditionally. What does this mean? It refers to a supernatural love in which you must pray, forgive, and forget. It is difficult, of course, but let me remind you, this is an ongoing process. 2. The extraordinary. This is the lesson in which we learn to integrate everything and everyone in our lives. Please do not leave things undone, because this will come back as a greater obstacle if you don't take the responsibility now. Don't make the mistake of leaving aside things that happened in your life or say, let's pretend it never happened. No, it did happen, and from what happened, you must see how you move on forward and how you lead your life from then on. You must learn from the past and continue moving forward. This will lead to a better and plentiful life once you have dealt with the situations you face today. 3. Perfection. To be perfect, in a biblical sense, is not the same as what we consider to be nowadays. It is not referred to the obsessive compulsive perfectionist that many of us carry in us. Rather, it refers, in today's terms, to the search for excellence in things, with humility and honesty, which is not the same thing. The perfectionist seeks an ideal, whatever the cost, without measuring whether or not he will be able to achieve it. Instead, God invites you to seek excellence to the best of your abilities according to the possibilities you have. God bless you and be with you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And remember that something good is on the way.